My love, I admire your enthusiasm and your foolish, foolish belief in yourself, but I'm not sure you're going to be able to piggyback me. Because one of my thighs is thick as both of your thighs, so... just saying. I can walk, I'm just choosing not to walk right now because, you see, I have a plan. I'm just going to sit here for a moment, and eventually I'll be ready to go. I cannot possibly specify how long the moment will be. It could be a minute, it could be many minutes. A moment cannot be rushed. You're very, very sweet. You don't have to worry about me. I'm a very strong, big, capable girl. If anyone comes to assault me, I will just sit on them, and that will deal with them. You're not gonna leave me alone, are you? Damn you and your principles. How dare you not abandon me to the wolves? Okay, I'm getting up. I don't even think I drank that much. You are correct. I don't really drink, so I don't have to drink that much. Thank you for telling me. Come on then. Let's hobble this way home. Stop being silly. Look, I really appreciate the gesture, but... oh my god. Oh, god. You okay? Are you shaking a little bit? You wanna put me down? Okay. Well, we seem to be doing this, so... when we both fall flat on our faces and are bruised... I told you so. Okay. I trust you to your best. Are you... thank you for coming out with me. And for reminding me what it's like to actually speak to another human being. Who is not my mother or my sister, though I very much love them. To speak to somebody my age who is not part of my direct bloodline. I have to say, I'm impressed you haven't fallen down. I beg your pardon. You're a strong boy, let it be known. You heckin' big boy. I know body fat percentage does not equivocate to strength, it's just I'm impressed that you can handle all the jiggle. Well, that's good to know that you have appreciation for the jiggle. That's... you are a person of their word. Because you appreciate it, and then you... what's the word? Build your skill set around your appreciation for the jiggle. Well, if you like jiggle, you've got to be strong. Exactly. I like a man who's not just full of it. I'm not saying this to hit on you, but you smell really nice. Well, because I don't mean to be a bitch, but so many people do not smell really nice. And it's probably not their fault, and they're probably working really hard, so, you know, we won't be a dick about it. But it is nice to smell a nice-smelling human. I'm not falling asleep. I'm appreciating your smell. I'm sorry if I smell bad. It was so sweaty in there. Thank you. Tis the combination of showering twice in the day and also reapplying antiperspirant. I was such a sweaty bae when I was a teenager, and I used to be so paranoid about it all, like having BO, and I would just be like gassing myself and stuff. It's probably done irreparable damage to my insides, but at least people accept me socially. Fooey, I make a big thing about going my own way, but I still want to be, you know, not seen as the smelly one. I feel like whether you're neurodiverse or not, nobody wants to be known as the smelly one. Which is valid. Yay. Yay for smelling like fabric softener. It's the best perfume in the world when your clothes smell nice. I'm getting tired. You know, we only live about 5 minutes away from here. I could probably walk 5 minutes and wouldn't kill me. Oh, my apologies. You have a point to prove. How dare I interfere with that? Carry on, sir. I appreciate the determination of a petty individual. I will not intervene. Go forth and prove your point. That doesn't really mean anything in the grand scheme of the trajectory of your life, but carry on. Oh, I love that you can be petty. Because that means we can be petty together. And that's all that real love is. You be petty, me be petty, we be petty together. Relationships have been built on far shakier foundations. I see you, Flats. We are coming for you. This is why I left the light on. There's pain and then there's delusional. You are not carrying me up those steps. Thank you. You okay though? I'm still trembling in the knees. Oh, you did very well. Good boy. Do not be stupid. You are in no state to be going anywhere. Neither am I, so we'll both stay here. Which is handy, because I live here. You basically live here anyway. I just don't pay rent. Petty cheapskates. It takes one to know one, don't be too offended. Ah, sofa. What do you mean, what am I doing? You are staying here, therefore you are a guest. Therefore, as a guest, you take the bed. Drunk and petty individuals who pay rent sleep on the sofa. Don't be a dick and go sleep in the bed. It's got fresh sheets on it. It wouldn't be weird. Why do you overcomplicate that which is so simple? Well, I can't go from here, so it's either sleeping on the bed or sleeping on the floor. Go in the other room and sleep in the bed, you absolute weirdo. Because there's nothing to be gained from hurting your back on the floor, no. Why do you insist on making your life worse? I'm not gonna have a concussion or be sick on my own vomit, I promise you. Both those things would suck. I didn't hit my head coming out of the toilets, I just had no spatial awareness, because that's the thing I have. I knocked it slightly, it was fine. You know, as an anxious girly, I'm not really in a position to say this, but you worry a lot. And you made yourself at home on the floor. Why? Why? I promise I won't die. I know I bitch about it a lot, but I intend to live for a very long time. There are so many sweet treats I want to try. And I want to eat butter on bread and garlic bread and naan bread and French bread and sourdough bread and all the bread. I hear people dream about falling in love and having children and great careers, and I'm like, bread. I'm not saying one's better than the other. I think these are all individual paths that we should be allowed to walk. So we're in agreement. We're both gonna stay alive and eat bread. At least go get the duvet from the bed then. Go. You'll thank me later when you're not freezing. I have a handy sofa blanket. Don't worry about me. Why do you think the blanket's here in the first place? This is a situation I find myself in many a moon. Because I'm lazy. Nothing wrong with being lazy. Isn't that better? Wrap yourself up like a caterpillar. You silly sausage. You silly sponge. You silly Billy boy. Cause you let me vent about life. You buy me drinks. You piggyback me back here. And now you're making sure I don't choke on my own vomit. All while giving up the pleasures of an exquisitely freshly made double-sized bed. You are, and always will be, a silly Billy. You're very pretty, though. Shut up, you know I think you're pretty. Cause I'm a whore, and I've got eyes, and I'm a slut for a pretty face, and I'm not gonna apologize for it. My mother gave me two eyes to stare at pretty men. And to locate bread. Oh. think you're the only person that I'm actually my unfiltered self with. I know that's cliched, and I know we've got different facets to ourselves, but I just feel like it's just really safe to be weird with you. Which is really nice, and you spend a lifetime being told you're too much or too little, and it's like, okay. I've never known what to say to them. People are like, you're weird, and it's like, okay. In a novel or a TV show, I'd have an amazing clapback, but I never have. I've always just been like, okay. I suppose I've had moments where I've wanted to say it. That's a weird thing to say, ironically. Or maybe not weird, but insensitive. Whereas with you, it's just like, meh, be weird. And so I just rolled with that, really, and was like, noted. We'll do that. Can I hold your hand? I like you and love you, and I'd like to hold your hand. Sleeping on the floor is probably not a good idea when you're worried that somebody's gonna vomit. From a vantage point on the sofa. What's it like, eh? Being so lovable? Yeah, I'm a little bit drunk, but being drunk just makes people honest. And honestly, you are very lovable. And kind and consistent and thoughtful and decent. I don't know if this was your intention, but it makes me want to spend time with you and be sweet. Maybe it was just a happy byproduct. You carried me 7 to 10 minutes down the road. Well, however long it was. You piggybacked me home. I can officially say that now. Instead of thinking about it as a daydream. Next time you get drunk, and I'll carry you home. You underestimate the thickage of these thighs. I am swole. And I am very strong, and I do squats. And whenever I take the shopping out of the car boot, I will do it in one shift. One trip back into the house. I am swole. I'll be able to lift you. With the power of petty and liking you and loving you. Of course I love you. I've told you that before. But I suppose using the powers of also being a human being that right now you might be wondering in what way I love you. And the simple answer is all the ways. I like your soul, I like your pettiness, I like your stick-thin life. I like your nerviness, I like your sweetness and your sincerity. I like and love all of you. Even the parts you don't. We should probably have a proper conversation about this tomorrow. And I promise you, I'm not the kind of drunk that goes, oh, I didn't remember that. It's like, I am remembering right now, and I will go to sleep and remember afterwards. Because this conversation has probably been a long time coming, but with the power of a margarita, the truth springs forth. Well, you sealed your own doom with that piggyback ride. Was I supposed to not fall in love with you after that? Oh, I see, that was all part of your pay master plan. See the power of the pay. She will fall, fall, fall. You were correct in your calculation. Oh. I love you. Hmm.